So that was really cool to see. Played a clean game on all three phases. We started extremely fast. That was something through the first couple of weeks we didn't really do particularly on offense. So I think we scored a touchdown our first four drives. Defensively, they did a really good job against the run. That's an extremely talented offensive skill, position group that for Bryant. I thought their quarterback was really a good player through a, really couple of nice, incredible deep balls. The receiver, Ruggiero, number five, he's an All-American type player. I mean, he was a tough cover. He got behind us a couple times. And so we battled against those guys, but, ultimately we gave up some yards. And I think when situational football arose, particularly in the red zone on third down, I thought defensively they did a really good job, anchoring in and getting some stops when we needed. And then, offensively continued to be efficient through the air. I thought Seth Morgan saw the field well, got the ball out of his hands, and, we were able to make some explosives that way. So certainly, it's always great to go 1-0 on a Saturday night, and I was really happy with the effort.
You used the word efficient with Seth. That's what I was going to ask you about. As he continues to get more and more acclimated to what you would like him to do, 23 of 30, 314, four touchdowns, no interceptions. I obviously had the big game against Stonehill as well. But how good has his decision making been to go along with everything else he brings?
I think that's what we're most pleased with right now, myself and Coach Belcher, our offense coordinator. It's just the way that he's taken care of the football in the last few weeks, and he wants to take shots down the field. He wants to be aggressive. I think that's his, play style by nature, which, we don't want to take that away from him. But at the same time, I think he's got to continue to take what the defense is going to give you. There was four or five times where Bryant was playing coverage, we had some shots called, and he just checked it down to the running back. And it's not sexy. It's not, it's 4 or 5 yards, and it's not going to show up on the stat sheet, but those are winning plays. Those, continue to keep the ball in our hands. It keeps the drives alive. It gets other guys involved. And it shows us that, he has a full grasp of what we're doing on offense. So, really proud with him. I think it starts with his weekly preparation. He's been really bought in lately.
First question this morning from Roger Brown. Good morning, Roger.
Hey, Rob. Good to see you Saturday.
Yeah.
Morning, Rick.
Good morning, Roger.
I was wondering if you could give a little insight with the bye week. How much are you focused on recruiting this week? And if you could just maybe shed a little or educate us on, are you guys out there full force recruiting as opposed to, doing stuff in Durham? And, second question, have you dug in on Harvard at all, or do you wait for them to play their second game before you really, get deep into the weeds there?
Yeah, first question. I mean, our whole staff's on the road today. We're really branching out, hitting kind of a New England blitz anywhere we can get to within driving distance. Obviously, I can't talk about specifically. We have five or six commits within a driving distance. So our staff's going to see those guys, getting ahead on some 26 recruiting, and a lot of it's going to see some of the top schools, in particular in Massachusetts and New Hampshire, that we recruit really heavily. So today is going to be a big recruiting day for the staff. And then, yeah, we've already dove into Harvard, starting them a little bit. Obviously, we only have one game on them this year. It's the same offense and defense coordinator from the last couple of years. So first and foremost, I mean, they have a championship pedigree. I think when Coach Orrich came in there, he's a Princeton alum. He's coached and been on championship teams when he was at Princeton, so he knows the league very well. He knows his area of football very well. And I just thought it was a great decision to leave a lot of those guys in place on staff because they have really good staff continuity. I know a lot of those guys very well, and they've won championships together. So they. Two quarterback system on offense, a little more 11 personnel than they were, under the last regime. And they play fast. They have skill guys all over. They can run. Being in the Ivy League for 3 years, it's a shame that that conference can't play in the FCS playoffs because there is talent. The top four or five teams every year in that conference are as good as anybody, and I truly mean that. I mean, the Harvards, the Yales, the Princetons of the world, they're recruiting 3 or 4 star guys. They're beating out power four schools because of the academic merit of those institutions. And this is as talented a football team as we're probably going to face at this level, to be honest.
Okay, thank you.
Rick, your next question from Alan Lessels. Alan?
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, Rick, talk a little bit more in detail about the you, from the beginning of the season, you talked about the depth in your wide receiver room, and now you've had a couple of games where you've had 200-yard receivers in the same game, three different guys in those. But what do those three guys in particular, the starters, kind of bring, and what differences maybe, and what options do they help open up?
They certainly have a variety of different skill sets that we can use. I think first and foremost, all of them have big play capability. They're all very smart, so we can kind of move them around. I mean, if you look at our base formations, Logan Thomason, the majority of time is going to be to the boundary. Joey's going to be to the field, and Caleb Burke will be in the slot. But as you notice, we can get really creative with those guys. They've been in our systems now for a couple of years. They understand it. They love football, so they prepare and they practice really well. So we can kind of move them around, which is great. Caleb, he has that quick first step, really elusive in terms of being able to make people miss in space. I think Joey Corcoran is a little more than a possession receiver. He might not have the explosive downfield speed, but he's got great ball skills, great instincts. He's tough, he's physical. He gives us an edge in the run game too. He likes to mix it up a little bit. And then Logan Tomlinson's kind of the complete package where he can run the full gamut of routes. He's strong, can push it vertically, but also kind of throw some underneath stuff. So I think their skill sets complement each other extremely well. And the great thing is, they're roommates. They're best friends. When the other guys are making plays, they don't make it about themselves. Sometimes at the receiver position, you can internalize stuff the wrong way when you're not getting the ball. And whoever ends up being the focal point of that in particular game, the other guys are truly happy for their teammates' success.
Great, thank you.
Rick, one more just on offense. Denzel Gibson got significant playing time on Saturday, 14 carries, 54 yards, caught a couple of passes. Just talk about what he was able to do when he got some extended playing time there.
Really happy for the young man. He had a great off season and coming in, and obviously he was third coming into it behind obviously Miles Tomlinson. He got banged up, and then Isaac Seed, who had a just immerse himself onto the scene, a really good game against Holy Cross. And then, Isaac got banged up a little bit. He probably could have went in that game, and we talked on the sideline. He was certainly ready to grit it out and go. But we felt like what Denzel has done the last month practicing, and we wanted to see kind of how his game was going to progress. And I think getting him more carries should pay huge dividends here, as we get into CA play and down the stretch in the course of the season. So was happy with him stepping up, getting his career high in carries. And, he averaged about 4 yards a clip, which, isn't elite, but I think he had some tough, dirty yards. He had a really physically imposing run on fourth and one backed up that we decided to gamble and go for it. And so, yeah, I think he's that big bruising back you want. And now I think he's stepping up a little bit, making some plays in the passing game as well, which is huge.
Switch over to the defense a little bit. As you said, you faced a formidable combination with Ruggieri and Guest, but Noah Sansbury, three pass breakups on the day, made some plays. How did you feel like he did? Like you said, you got beat a couple of times deep, but you also broke up a few shots too.
Thought he was awesome. I thought he went toe to toe with some really good playmakers, and hung in there. And when we gave up the one deep ball, between him and Brendan Tighe kind of not being on the same page, I think he internalized it the right way. I think those are plays in years past where it would have taken him a series, if not a quarter or a half, to kind of get out of a funk and not feel sorry for himself. He's matured. We've talked all the time about you have to have a next snap mentality out there on the edge, and we're going to trust him. We're going to play a lot of man to man. Our defense coordinator, Garrett Gillick, is extremely aggressive when we get the third down. So those guys know, if you're going to play corner in our defense, you have to go out there and you have to match up with their best guys and go punch for punch. And if they make a play on you, that's okay. Stay in it, stay immersed in the game. And he certainly did that, nine tackles, three PBUs, and a couple other times didn't show up on the stat sheet, but he was running stride for stride with our guys when the ball was overthrown and it was elite coverage. So that was a great performance by him.
All right, Rick, thanks so much for the time this morning. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.